Support for Day to Day's Marketplace Report comes from Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a financial services organization providing nearly 3 million members with financial products and services, online at thrivent.com.
I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Time for another update in the ongoing scandal in the mutual fund industry. More companies are in trouble. Others are now offering to settle the allegations against them. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland. Tess, first the latest from today. Prudential is back in the news.
They've now been charged by regulators in Massachusetts with illegal after-hours trading. Now, we've talked about this before. Market timing is when brokers do a bunch of fast buying and selling within mutual funds to take advantage of small differences in price. It's not illegal, very heavily frowned upon in the industry, though. These new allegations are much more serious. They're trading in mutual funds after the markets close at 4 p.m. Eastern time. That is illegal. And regulators say that the number of after-hours trades at Prudential was, in their words, staggering and worth about $162 million.
Any new names that have surfaced in this investigation?
Yeah, Heartland Advisors in the news today. Now, this situation is actually different from what's happened at other firms. Here they're accused of basically giving investors an old price on bond funds so that then company insiders could profit on the true market value of the funds. We won't go into all the details, but suffice it to say investors are losing out on that deal. And the SEC's civil complaint says it cost Heartland investors about $93 million. And on top of that, it says that some executives there use their knowledge of this stale pricing to make money for themselves, and that is insider trading.
So there is talk of settlements. Who's talking about settlements? Is it Prudential? Is it Heartland? Is it others that we've read of?
No, none of those so far. But Alliance Capital Management has actually made an offer to the New York Attorney General's office that it would consider reducing the fees that shareholders have to pay for its mutual funds. That's kind of a peace offering that they're making. The SEC is not happy about that, by the way, because it wants to be the one that's able to make the rules on what mutual funds fees are going to be. Earlier this week, a security trust executive pleaded guilty to late trading. Bank One has fired a couple more executives. And, Alex, the Federal Reserve actually announced it was cracking down on its employees who were doing some of this late trading. And here in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're going to take a look at the big news on Wall Street, the Dow cracking the 10,000 mark and staying there above that mark this week. We'll be taking a look at that as we wrap up the week on Wall Street.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.